This podcast is a production of Faith Living Church. If you like what you hear, join us for church sometime at our Plantsville, Connecticut location, Saturdays, 6 p.m., or Sundays, 9 and 11 a.m., or online, anytime, at faithlivingchurch.com.
His name.
Psalm 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust in him with all, 100% my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs
and thanksgiving." Burst out. Can you imagine that? It says, "I burst out in songs." Have you ever burst out in a song?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fantastic thing. I mean, imagine you're at your home and you're all alone and you burst out with songs and thanksgiving unto the Almighty God. That's when supernatural things really begin to happen.
How great is our God.
Sing with me, how great is our God.
And all will see how great.
How great is our God. Our God is great. These are some little, you know, tidbits of songs that we probably all sang in church at some point in time. And as we sing a few of those, we hope that you would become a singer, a praiser of the Almighty God. It puts you in a whole different realm. Like any good mother, when Karen found out that another baby was on the way, she did what she could to help her 3-year-old son, Michael, prepare for a new sibling. They found out that the new baby was going to be a girl. And day after day, night after night, Michael sang to his sister in mommy's tummy. He was building a bond of love with his little sister before he even met her. In time, the labor pains came, and soon it was every 5 minutes, every 3 minutes, every minute, but serious complications arose during delivery, and Karen found herself in hours of labor. Finally, after a long struggle, Michael's little sister was born, but she was in very serious condition. With a siren howling in the night, and the ambulance rushed the infant to the neonatal intensive care unit in Knoxville, Tennessee, the days inched by. The little girl got worse. The pediatrician had to tell the parents, there is very little hope. Be prepared for the worst. Karen and her husband contacted a local cemetery about a burial plot. They had fixed up a special room in their house for their new baby, but now they found themselves having to plan for a funeral. Michael, however, kept begging his parents to let him see his sister. "I want to sing to her," he kept saying. Week 2 in intensive care looked as if a funeral would come before the week was over. Michael kept nagging about singing to his sister. But kids are never allowed in intensive care. Karen made up her mind, though, she would take Michael whether they liked it or not. If he didn't see his sister right now, he may never see her alive. She dressed him in an oversized scrub suit and marched him into the ICU. He looked like a walking laundry basket. But the head nurse recognized him as a child and bellowed, "Get that kid out of here. No children are allowed." And the mother rose up strong and caring, and the usually mild-mannered lady glared steel-eyed right into the head nurse's face. Her lips, a firm line, He is not leaving until he sings to his sister. Karen towed Michael to his sister's bedside. He gazed at the tiny infant, losing the battle to live. After a moment, he began to sing. In the pure-hearted voice of a three-year-old, Michael sang, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray." Instantly, the baby girl seemed to respond. The pulse rate began to calm down and become steady. "Keep on singing, Michael," encouraged Karen with tears in her eyes. "You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." As Michael sang to his sister, the baby's ragged, strained breathing became as smooth as a kitten's purr. Tears had now conquered the face of the bossy head nurse, and Karen, she just glowed. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Please don't take my sunshine away." The next day, the very next day, the little girl was well enough to go home. Woman's Day magazine called it the miracle of a brother's song. The medical staff just called it a miracle, and Karen called it a miracle of God's love. There is great power in singing. There really is. Great power in singing. And he sang his way to victory for his sister. He really did. The baby's name, his sister's name was Marlee. And in August, in 2024, she'll be 32 years old. This is that baby. And she says her gift is singing. That happened that long ago, but she survived and she's still alive right now.
Psalm 18, verse 1 says, "I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
You are my strength, O God. You are my help, O God. You are the one on whom I call. You are my shield, O God. My life I yield, O God. You are the one on whom I call."
Verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." Verse 3, "I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise."
Praise takes our mind off of our problems, and praise focuses in on Almighty God. And it's something that if we haven't learned to do, we need to learn how to praise God in the midst of difficulties or whatever situation may be going on, you know. "And he saved me from my enemies," is what he said.
Yeah. "He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's a hub in the middle of the wheel. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. I don't care what people may say. I'm gonna get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna be with my Lord in glory by and by." You know, I've experienced God's presence most powerfully in times of worship. When we get here and we sing together, or personally at home, you know, often during singing, especially, I feel his presence. So I suppose because, you know, when we sing to him, we are looking hard in his direction. And that's why we sense his presence. And it says over here,
This is another song, and I hope you would sing along with us. It goes, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 says, this is what the Lord says, don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord.
You know, praise is boasting about God. It really is. Mm-hmm. The source of our joy and the sense of our importance should not come from our wisdom or abilities or possessions, but should come from the fact that we know God. Mm-hmm. Do you really genuinely know God? Mm-hmm. Think about it for a moment.
Colossians 3, chapter 1 says, since you have been raised to new life.
That's a transformation with Christ and being born again, having a relationship with Jesus.
Set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand.
You know, heaven is real and longer than life here is on the earth. So praise lifts our perspective from earthly to the heavenly. And that's what God would have us to focus on.
Verse 2 says, think about the things of heaven.
Let heaven fill your hearts, and we're going to spend eternity here.
So think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth.
This will help us to praise the Lord and to lift our voices and sing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, for our present troubles are small, they're minor, they're trivial, and they won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles, you know, the temporal and the trivial kinds of stuff that we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, things that are eternal. For the things we see now, those trivial things, will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see, and that's the joys to come, will last forever.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, in the Message Bible says, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. God's word, give it plenty of room. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Verse 17, let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. In Psalm 69, verse 30, it says, then I will praise God's name with singing. I will honor him with thanksgiving.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Psalms 69. Can I read that one?
It's your turn.
I put my name right there because I was going to read that one. Psalm 69, verse 30, it says, and then I will praise God's name. And I don't know if you really enjoy it or not, but to praise him, it changes things in your life. It changes things in your family, in your situation. And it says, then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving. For this will please the Lord more than sacrificing cattle, more than presenting a bull with his horns and hooves. The sacrifice of the Lord, you know, the sacrifice of the Lord he genuinely wants from us is praise, not bulls. He wants us to praise him. He doesn't want, like they did in the Old Testament, a bull or an animal that they sacrificed, but he wants us to praise him. Psalm 64, verse 9, it says, then everyone will stand in awe, proclaiming the mighty acts of God. That's what praise is, as we stand in awe and we proclaim the mighty acts of God. That's what praise is, proclaiming the mighty acts of God, realizing all the amazing things that Almighty God does. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Let me read Psalm 64, verse 9 and 10 once again. It says, then everyone will stand in awe, proclaiming the mighty acts of God, realizing all the amazing things he does. Verse 10 says, the godly will rejoice in the Lord and find shelter in him. And those who do what is right will praise him. And there's another song we want you to join us with. It goes, his praise fills the temple. Did you know that you are the temple of God?
That's right.
You genuinely are. It says, his praise fills the temple. His peace fills my heart. His love and his mercy he doth wonderfully impart. Oh, the blessed name of Jesus brought me freedom from sin. Now his praise fills the temple, and his spirit dwells within. Does praise fill the temple? Remember what we just said. You are the temple of Almighty God. That's where Jesus lives, and you. You know, and he's forgiven us. When we've asked him, he forgives us and cleanses us from all of our sins. That's just the truth of it. In Psalms chapter 40, verse 1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me and he heard my cry and he lifted me out of the pit of despair and out of the mud and the mire. Whatever the pit was, he lifted me out of it. It was uncomfortable and dark and wet and impossible to get out of, but God lifted us up out of the pit. Maybe you're in a pit. Think about that for just a moment. Maybe you're in a pit and you feel helpless and desperate and hopeless, like an overworked businessman or a mother of constantly crying children, too many classes in school, a lingering illness, powerful enemies, whatever causes you to feel helpless, and whatever threatens to ruin your life and take it away, that is a pit. So think about it for just a moment. Are you in the pits? Are you ever in the pits? You know, think about that. And he says here, he set my feet on solid rock. Then he steadied me as I walked along. Verse 3, he has given me a new song to sing. He has created me. You know, we've been created to sing this song. You know, we sing in the shower. You ever sing in the shower? You're not going to tell us about that. I know. You know, or you whistle when you're on your way to work, you know. Well, years ago, I was up on the mountain one night, and this is the mountain behind our house. We've lived there for 18, going on 19 years, and it's way up on the top of that mountain. And I was up there around 3:30 at night, and I was up there, and I was praying, and I was singing, and then a pack of coyotes, they circled me, howling. They circled. Now, I did have a little campfire there, and I was singing, and I was praising God. And these coyotes, they circled me, howling and howling. And I just kept on singing louder and louder. And before you know it, they kind of hung their head down, sucked their tail between their legs, and they crept off into the woods somewhere. That's just the truth of it. Whoa, almost dropped that one. You know, so some may sing in a pit, but it's usually a sad song when you got situations and you say, man, I'm just in a situation of the pit right now. And this tragedy and this misfortune and sorrow and grief and anger and bitterness and maybe you would call it, well, I'm just having the blues right now. But God gives us a new song. That's what he tells us in his word. Mm-hmm. He gives us a new song, a song of praise, and he wants us to praise him, and that's supernatural, and it changes things in our life. A hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Verse 4, oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. And I think we have maybe one more song. And I don't know if you know this one, but you just sing it. You echo what we're singing here. Let us adore the ever-living God,
the ever-living God,
and render praise unto him,
unto him.
He spread out the heavens,
he spread out the heavens,
and establishes the earth,
and establishes the earth.
Is manifest to all. people. He is our God.
He is our God.
The Creator of all.
The Creator of all.
Because we know God and we understand that He loves us and that His plans for us are good, we can choose to operate in the supernatural and to sing. And those two things always genuinely go together.
Psalm 144, verse 1 in the Message Bible says, "Blessed be God, my mountain, who trains me to fight fair and well. He's the bedrock on which I stand, the castle in which I live, my rescuing knight, the high crag where I run for dear life, while he lays my enemies low." There was a time of great persecution where atrocities were committed against men and women and even boys and girls which stood for their faith. At the height of the trouble, a group of boys and girls were ordered to be shot. A little girl of 8 looked into the eyes of one of the soldiers and asked, "Will you let me take my brother's hand and die that way?" "What about saying a prayer before you die?" jeered the soldier. "If you please, sir, my brother and I cannot pray, but we can sing. The Lord is my shepherd. My mother taught it to us before she went away." The children stood up, and from their lips came the quivering strains, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." As they sang, man after man turned away, tears running down their cheeks until no one was left. Deliverance had come by singing the 23rd song. For those children, this was their song of victory. They praised their way to victory.
And the bad guys all left. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." And in Psalm 66, verse 1, it says, "Shout joyful praise to God, all the earth." Now, I'm going to ask you guys, if you would, help me here. And I'm going to ask you to give me a letter, and I just want you to holler that letter out.
Shout it.
Give me a J.
J.
Give me a E.
E.
Give me a S.
S.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an S.
S.
What is it spell?
Jesus.
Jesus. Who is the King of Glory?
Jesus.
Who is invincible in battle?
Jesus.
Who do you love?
Jesus.
Who loves you?
Jesus.
Who has forgiven you for all your sins?
Jesus.
And then it tells us here, I'm going to read Psalm 66 again. It says, "Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth." Verse 2, "Sing about the glory of His name. Tell the world how glorious He is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power." And there's another little, just a nub of a song. It's a very powerful one. And maybe you know it, but it goes, "Our God is an awesome God.
He
reigns from heaven above
with
wisdom, power, and love.
Our
God is an awesome God." And that's the truth of it. Psalms 46, verse 1, it says, "God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need Him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and the roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains." And then down to verse 10, listen to what it says here. "Step out of the traffic." Now think, this is in your Bible. Step out. Step out of the traffic. Get along with God. You're stepping out away from the busyness of life and all the traffic. Step out of the traffic take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics and above everything. I just need to read it one more time. Mm-hmm. You think about this, what God's word is saying to us. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics and above everything else.
Psalm 30, verse 11 says, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory, my heart, my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. I just remember we forgot one of the songs that we sang last night. We didn't sing it at the 9 o'clock. It's a song about dancing. And we sang it all through the years with our kids, and now we sing it with our grandkids. And it goes, dancing with the angels
while the lions roar.
We'll be dancing
with the angels, just like old Daniel in the lion's den.
And the doors will be open
and a feast laid out before us. Dancing with the angels while the lions roar. And you know what? That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when we do get to heaven?
We're going to be dancing, praising, worshiping Him all the time.
I do believe that. And you know, I have an aunt who passed away this week, and I was unable to get down there. It's like a 2,000-mile journey. Today is her funeral, and that's what she's doing.
She's dancing. She's worshiping God.
Dancing with the angels while the lions roar, and they couldn't touch her. That's just the truth of it. Let me see here. Let's stop right now and think of all that God has done for us, and let's praise Him. Forget all the stuff that you have to complain about. You got stuff to complain about? Let's forget it for a while, and let's just praise the Almighty God. And let's praise Him here with a song. I think this is the last song we're going to sing.
Maybe not.
Maybe, because we think of another one. But this is called, you know, This Is My Prayer in the Desert. This is my prayer in the desert, when all that's within me feels dry. This is my prayer in my hunger and need. My God is a God who provides. And this is my prayer in the fire, in weakness or trial or pain. There is a faith proved of more worth than gold. So refine me, Lord, through the flame. I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice. I will declare. God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer in the battle, though triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and co-heir with Christ, so firm on His promise I'll stand. I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice. I will declare. God is my victory, and He is here. And what I would like to just end our service with here is to challenge you to praise your way to victory. You can live in victory every day of your life. Mm-hmm. And you can praise the Almighty God, and He will take you into victory and triumph. He genuinely will.
We need to be careful, though, because we do have an enemy that would love to steal your song. He would like to keep you silent. He would love to steal your song. Yesterday when we were studying, something that we read triggered something that we experienced over 40 years ago in our lives, and it brought sadness to me, and I just started crying, you know. And Ronnie just started encouraging me. We got to practice what we preach here. You know, you need to put your focus on God and worship Him and praise Him. That's what we did when we went through it. We sang our way to victory when we went through that experience. And I just needed to be reminded that I still need to do that now. But the enemy of our soul would try to rob our song. You want to share about Chirpy, the little bird?
Yeah. Well, and you may have heard us share this before about little Chirpy. Chirpy had a cage, and he lived with this lady, and she would feed him bird seed, and she'd give him water and things like that. And one day, she was cleaning out his cage, you know, this little vacuum cleaner, and just sucking up all the bird seed and all the dirt and all that kind of stuff, and her phone rang. So she answered the phone, and she was talking to the phone, and before you knew it, she turned around to check on Chirpy, and Chirpy was gone. He was gone, and she looked around the house. He was nowhere to be found, but she saw the little bitty vacuum cleaner bag, and it was just like a little movement going on inside there. So she ripped it open and dumped Chirpy out of the vacuum cleaner bag. And she grabbed him by the feet and she
shook off. What all did he have on him?
He had bird poop and all kinds of stuff like that.
Seeds and dust and hair.
And she was jerking him around and she was shaking all that stuff off of him. And then she pulled him over to the sink and she was washing him off in the sink. And then she was flapping him with a dry rag there. And she got the vacuum cleaner.
No, blow dryer.
Yeah, she got the vacuum cleaner first just to get off anything that was still hanging on him. And then she got this thing that was just blowing hot air, you know.
Blow dryer.
And then, you know, he just kind of puffed up, you know. And he was a beautiful little bird again. He was just all puffy and everything. And she put him back in his bird cage, but Chirpy never, ever sang again. And he had a beautiful song. And sometimes we go through difficulties in our own life, and we lose our song. Mm-hmm. We lose our song, and we start singing. We stop singing, and God has given us throughout His Word lots of songs to sing. And we can rejoice with, but don't let the devil steal your song, because that's what he tries to do. He tries to steal our song, and then we lose it, and it changes us, and we just live sadly for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. But let God give you back your song and begin to sing to Him and praise Him. That's what Almighty God wants to do for us. And you know what? I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was around 17 years old, you know. That's been a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm 68 years old right now. And so I'm actually older than you. I'm your senior. Did you know that?
I do know that.
You did know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really important not to let the devil steal your song, because he's always going to try to get you to think about something negative.
That's right.
To steal your joy and to steal your song. And it's really important. I figured that today what I like to do is just renew my commitment to Christ and ask anybody else who is here to pray and invite Christ again into your life as your Lord and your Savior. So let's just do that. Just take about a minute or so. So why don't you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That you demonstrated your love.
That you demonstrated your love.
For me.
For me.
By sending Jesus.
By sending Jesus.
Your only son.
Your only son.
To die on the cross.
To die on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That he not only died for me.
That he not only died for me.
But that Jesus rose again from the dead.
But Jesus rose again from the dead.
For me.
For me.
To give me a new life.
To give me a new life.
A resurrected life.
A resurrected life.
An abundant life.
An abundant life.
And I want to live for you.
And I want to live for you.
Forever.
Forever.
Praising you.
Praising you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.